That was great. Yeah. I want to welcome you to the Paradise Town Advisory Board. Can you stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
thank you for coming to the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting today, October 14, 2025. All members are present. Any items on this agenda may be taken out of order, the board, council, or combine two or more of the agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard on this meeting and forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning, BCC, and the Clark County Planning Commissioners, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside of the room. You may come back in at any time. Let's see. All board members are present. And the public comment. Oh, do we have any county staff introduction? Public comments. This period is devoted to the comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You may be afforded opportunity to speak into an individual public hearing items at this time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board of Council about items within your jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comment by general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. We have a mic right here. clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Can I get approval for the September 30th 2025 minutes?
Madam Chair, I'm going to approve the minutes for the September 30th 2025.
There's a motion on the floor to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Can I get approval for the agenda for October 14th, 2025?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for October 14th, 2025. No changes.
There's a motion on the floor to approve October 14th, 2025 agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? We have some information to give to you. There is a trunk or treat going to be held on October 25th at 6 to 8 p.m. here at the center. They are going to have flyers out available up here if you would like to see them. And then we have a Halloween, it's more for the dog side owners or pet owners, it says, presented by NAF. And it is going to be at Desert Bloom Park. And that is on Saturday, October 25th at 2 to 4 p.m. We do have more flyers up if you would like to grab one. And we have Sunset Park. They're going to present some sculptures to be presented by artists there to showcase. They're going to put some new artwork in the park, and they're asking for your opinion, and that's at Sunset Park on October 20th, 2025, from 2 to 3 p.m., and we do have more flyers up there. And if that's it, I think I covered it right, that's it? Okay. So we're going to move on to the agenda. The first item is UC250629. 815 Twain LLC use permit, a banquet facility in a conjunction with an existing shopping center of 3.33 acres in a CG commercial general zone within Maryland Parkway Airport Overlay, generally located east of University Center Drive and south of Twain Avenue within Paradise. Are they here to present? Come on up. State your, if you're all three going to speak, can you? Okay, so whoever's going to speak, could you? Your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, good evening, everybody. My name is Saradeep Singh, and I will spell it for you.
Thank you.
S-A-R, B as a boy, D as a David, E-E-P, Saradeep Singh, S-I-N-G-H.
Thank you.
I represent the owners for special use permit for banquet hall for hashtag India Indian restaurants. And we are using this, next door we have our own restaurant there. We are using this facility for the group tours, which comes to the town from different countries and also from different cities, and to accommodate those more than 50 people. And we provide Indian food and buffet there. Plus, we are also using that banquet facility for our local events for the community. And any overlap during the rush hours and the rest of it, because that banquet hall is just next door.
Got it? Nobody else can? Okay. Is anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. Staff is recommending denial. They say that they find that it's going to affect the neighborhood nearby. What is different that you're doing now that you want to do for the use permit? What is it?
We are not serving any liquor or anything. We are only using it for the, like, mostly for the group tours. Like when people like comes from all over the world in groups, like for more than 50 or 100, it's difficult to accommodate those people in the restaurant. So that's the main reason, because the facility, this place was available next door to our restaurant, so we requested it for the banquet hall. So mostly we will be used for that. And most of these are tourists, and I don't think so there should be any parking problem. Only they will come either in the buses or very close to the strip. So we will be able to come like an Uber and all this public transport.
Anybody can avoid that internet?
But Jim indicated that it would also be for the community around.
All of the community, like around that also, and also the local community, like Indian, if there is any birthday party or something like that, if somebody wants it for that.
But staff is concerned, we haven't had real good luck with banquet facilities near residential areas, and this is, you know, inside that 200 feet. So how do you get around that? I mean, serving the people at night.
Yeah, because the only thing is that we are mostly using 90% is for the group tours and only 10% is local. Most of the time, it will not be any nuisance to the community around it because the people just come and then have their lunch and dinner and that day. And the timing will be exactly the same as the restaurant.
And that was an old 7-Eleven.
Oh, there is, it's still there on the right hand side. The owner bought it on a plane and.
Right. How many people can be held in that building? How many people can you have in that?
During the event, maximum like 170 people.
And you're only going to have buses, or are you going open it up? It can be used for anything.
They come in buses, actually. They have a local tour company, or like, you know, some tour company, they come there in those buses, and then they arrange their lunch, dinner, specifically because they are from India and they want to have an Indian food. So specifically, they use all those buses that come there and then have their lunch or dinner and then go back to work.
I don't think I'd have a bigger problem with it if we had like a 1 year.
I'd just be more comfortable if your hours were 11 to midnight, not 2 a.m. 2 a.m. is when it gets kind of dicey.
Yes, okay.
And as far as what we've seen in the past, if there was alcohol, people wander outside, they start making noise, where midnight is, this is Las Vegas, you expect it midnight, 2 a.m. near the neighborhood. So if we could adjust midnight as being your final hour, and as John said, with the, come back in a year and if nobody's complained, then moving forward, I'm okay with that.
We are okay with that.
So you want me to make the you want to make the motion? Okay.
Yep.
So
we will also make sure that there's no outdoor sound or anything done on the outside, just inside, and like not allowing any speakers or like playing music outside the hall.
Okay.
So that's one thing. But we will also initially we decided to just go with the restaurant timings. But we will change the banquet hall timings to midnight.
Okay. So we're gonna make a motion.
And now that you talk, the You have to give her your name and address.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm today. It's H for Henry.
Thank you.
R for Red. U for Umbrella. D for David. H for Henry. A for Apple. Y for Ella. Tomorrow. D O M M A R A J U.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to have a curfew of 12 midnight, not 2 a.m., and with a one-year review, and then with all other preliminary staff conditions. Is that how I would say? Would that be?
Is it if approved?
If approved. If approved.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? So you move forward to the TP on 10/21. Okay, our next agenda item is BR250656 County of Clark Aviation McCarran Marketplace. Still, I don't know if it's all one word, but filling lease design review for proposal of restaurant with a drive-through in conjunction with an existing shopping center of 1.12-acre portion of a 62.86-acre site in a CG commercial general zone within the airport overlay. Are you here to present? State your name and address for the record, please.
In the micro. my name is Garrett Kane. My address is 4448 Sierra Pine Way in Rockland, California. Is that on? Sorry.
In Rockland, California.
Right. And we have a little bit of a presentation for you guys here.
If you have something, yeah, you can stick it right up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Derek Kane. I'm the development consultant with Chick-fil-A, working on this project at Eastern Avenue in Patrick Lane. Just want to say we appreciate you all, and thank you all for taking time to be out here this evening. We wanted to also thank the Clark County Planning Department. We worked with them extensively on this project to make sure that we're following all the design standards of Karen Marketplace, and it's been a pleasure working with them on that. Also, just want to say thank you to our design team for being here. We have our engineers, and Chick-fil-A is here to answer any questions you guys might have after the presentation. So the project site is located on a vacant parcel across from Harry Reid Airport on the northwest corner of Eastern Avenue in Patrick Lane. Sorry, I only have so many hands here to point to things. The site has a commercial general zoning and is located within the airport's overlay. The proposed restaurant would have a 3,631 square foot building, add 10 additional parking spaces, a two-lane drive-through, and have 40 indoor seats. The site would receive access from this. And hold the microphone, sorry. From the existing shared drive aisle coming off of Patrick Lane to the west of the site. We would also add access points for pedestrian activity on the east and south. Here. It's hard to do on there. And the drive-through can accommodate a queuing of 32 vehicles. We gathered a lot of inspiration on the design of elevations from the local developments. The architecture used a variety of materials to create visual interest, like stucco, brick veneer, and bronze canopies. all while maintaining consistency with our West Region Chick-fil-A architecture. For the landscaping, landscaping would include a variety of new trees, providing plenty of shade for the site, and additional screening for the southern frontage. We noticed it was a little bit bare on that southern frontage. Originally, there were like 8 or 9 trees there, and a lot of them have died, and I think there's 3 trees now. So we went ahead and added more trees to provide additional screening and just made it look a lot nicer. Our landscape architect worked directly with the planning department as well to choose tree species that fit well in the surrounding area. That concludes what we have in our presentation. If you have any questions at all, I'm happy to assist. We also have Chick-fil-A and our engineering team to help with any more specific questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing to the public, opening to the board. I just have a quick question. I live by one of these. They're all over town, but on Eastern, are you familiar with the one on Eastern and Ion out there in Henderson on the corner?
Not super familiar with it.
Because my problem with it is when it was put in there, they promised there wouldn't be a backup of traffic, there wouldn't be an overflow, there's a problem of everybody loving their facility, and now there's a problem. There's not enough room for the cars to park. They sit too low. They had to close their parking lot down and reroute the cars into the parking lot to where people park. So then if you're parking, you can't get out because now it's rerouted into the parking lot. So how is this, show me how that's not going to occur, because I know even the one on Lake Mead and Water Street, they're even having issues on how they're getting out on that one, how it's always a circle kind of thing, guys, but then there's parking there, and when you're having cars there, you can't get out. So
absolutely.
How are you going to, on this location, correct that issue? I mean,
yeah, so as we said before, there's 32 spaces for queuing. We also, our operators, we like to give them options to set up cones so they can train our, all of our employees are trained to direct traffic. Also, this is connected to McCarran Marketplace's very large parking lot. I think there's about 2,000 parking spaces there. So there's plenty of parking for that to not be an issue. Yeah, operator will have kind of options on how to guide and direct traffic there. We think it's a great spot for it, and it shouldn't back up and cause problems the way you're describing the one by your house.
Can you show us exactly how those cars are going to go through the drive-through? Where are they starting at?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, pointed out on the
They're going to start right here, and it's a dual lane drive-through. So again, there's plenty of queuing, and they're going to come all the way around here and come out over here.
Okay. So now, where are the cars parked? What is that one area where you start? It's like a horseshoe area right there, and it looks like a building. But yeah, right over there. No.
Here. Oh, here, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is 10 additional parking spaces that we're adding, and our, again, sorry, it's small, but that's our trash enclosure as well. So that's not part of the director.
And then you have parking up along the top there?
Yes, yeah, there's parking at the top as well. So there's parking at the top, parking there, and again, this whole
space. So where is your overflipper when your orders aren't ready? Because like that's another issue they have on Eastern. It's like when people's orders, they back them up, and it's where your trash, I think it's your property as well. They have the trash thing, and then they park cars in front of it, and then they park them in the spots where people are. It is a mess over there when you go to get food. So I'm just trying to eliminate that happening again on another property because it is unfair. And you're saying that you have plenty of parking at McCarran, but that's not – I don't know how that parking is designed to be used. Is that like shared parking, or is that just what you're assuming people are going to be able to park there because it's available?
Yeah.
Because is it your property for them to park on? Are you overflowing onto it because you can't house them on your property?
It's not our property, but we do have a shared parking agreement, so we have access to all of those parking spaces. And then for the drive-thru, we're anticipating that the drive-thru is going to be kind of the main attraction here, being so close to the airport. So again, yeah, there's plenty of spaces, but the drive-through is really, there's a lot of room for stacking there.
So if an order isn't ready yet, and they're up there by the window, where are they going to go? Are you going to put them somewhere, or are they still waiting?
If they're up by the window, they'll wait. But Chick-fil-A,
So you got a place to put those cars if you have to. If somebody needs to wait an additional time, where are you going to put them? So we have the same problem with In-N-Out Burger. San Hill and Tomato. You get into a parking lot like that and you are trapped. I was in there the other night and I couldn't get out because the car's behind me. And neither could anybody else. And there's only one way in and one way out. So I'm with her. I'd like to know how this whole thing is going to flow. What's the alternative?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when they exit out of the drive-thru, are they having to cross through the Panera parking frontage to get out, or are they turning left in between Panera and Chick-fil-A to the market, or what's the exit strategy?
Yeah, I think there are a couple options, but yeah, they can turn left right out of the drive-thru to leave that way, and they can also go through Panera they can leave here. This is a two-way drive aisle, and then they can also leave up here to pass the Panera.
Okay, so you could get out that way.
Yeah, they can get out both ways.
So I live not too far from that. My Panera, my Walmart. So I know there's plenty of parking in the Walmart lot over there. So much parking on that site. We knew there was going to be something here eventually. The concern I have is coming out back onto Patrick. There's a very short space between the drive and the signal. And the way the street is lined up, you go straight, but you have to like curve so like you're making a right hand turn to get into the go straight lane, or you make, because the direct lane is the left lane. Everyone gets confused, it all backs up in the left lane, and they realize that's not where they wanted to go. They all try to get over to the right, and all the trucks from McCarran Freight come down the street, and they're all trying to make left or right there. So if you have 32 cars trying to come out that entrance, I'm worried there's going to be a lot of accidents because almost everybody is going to go left, not right. So the right is just to the industrial area. So if there was a way to direct them through there's a long drive that goes through the entire property. They hit another signal. I mean, if you're smart, come out of Panera, you'll avoid going back on Patrick. You go up to the signal on the drive that runs through the parking lot. I think that would help. I can see where you come out of the drive-thru, your order's not ready, just the parking space is right above. Panera sends theirs to the front of the restaurant. I don't think there's going to be a conflict, but I'm just concerned of having, if there's 32 cars in the drive-thru, 32 cars coming out of that exit, and hitting that intersection. And, to me, they need a good intersection, the lane, that one. Because they have, on the other side, coming your direction, the right-hand lane is right-hand lane only. And then you have the center lane, which is straight ahead. Nobody does right-hand lane. They just cut straight through and ignore completely. So I just think it's going to make a mess out of that intersection. But I do want you there.
Thank you.
I just want to find a way.
You haven't done the traffic study yet.
We do not know. The planning department did not require any traffic
study. Yeah, they do. Public Works does. It's in the background.
For the entitlement?
Or the
the design reviews.
Public Works Development Review, Drainage Study, and Traffic Study.
I believe.
So you'll need a Plan A, a Plan B.
Yeah, the traffic study is going later in the permitting phase.
I was just saying, you might want to think about it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Traffic flow.
Definitely. Definitely think about traffic flow, but we do that traffic impact analysis as well. I also want to say that Chick-fil-A is the fastest in the industry when it comes to the order length of meal delivery.
I know. So if I took the second all over Catherine. Where they're at.
Yeah, very quick. They all have their iPads, they're out. People are out in person on the parking lot. Mm-hmm. They're in direct traffic and maybe they're very trained.
I just have a real quick question because you said they stay at the window. They don't because you park them, and I know that. So my question is when you do it, where will the park? Will you have parking spots allocated just for that? Because if you're only having the parking in the minute you shake, you're saying where the trash connectors are, and then you have some other ones, and then you have to go through. Are you having designated spots for those so where people can park? Because that was the problem at this one over here on Eastern. Is they don't know where to park. And so they just shove them out there. So, and I applaud you guys for your technique of training and your iPads and your cooling systems for your staff, especially in Las Vegas. I applaud you for that because a lot of people have not got there yet. But that is my major concern is those things. Can we allocate maybe parking spots for that? Like McDonald's, I know other facilities do that for pickup and stuff like that. So that would stop that elimination of not knowing where to go and blocking or causing your parking problem.
Just for clarity on my end, sorry. Are you talking about after they go
through? After they go through and they get to the window, their order's not ready. They got to park. And we always have like five or six parked up because ours is a large one too by our house on Eastern. And they always park them. They just stick them in there. And then how theirs is their parking goes in too, but it runs right into the drive-thru. So when you're parking there and people are now used into there to, they have cones and they make you come in and go through there, you can't get out of the parking spot. Even when you're waiting for your food, you can't get out to leave with your food. So I just want to make sure, and I know this is a different size parking lot because you do have the extra parking, but I'm more worried about like that congestion with the cars when they get in that little spot where they're coming out of your drive-thru. Where are they going to go?
Yeah.
And especially if you have that parking spot there, you got people parking out, people trying to find a parking spot to do, you have the traffic going through. So I think it caused a lot of congestion too when they have that over there. So that's just the input of mine.
Absolutely. I really wish your drive thru was positive. That the queuing would run across the front of Panera if necessary. They won't like it, but there's not much they can do. Because right now, if your queue is filled, it's going to pour into the shopping center drive and then back that up so people trying to turn into the shopping center are stuck in your queue where they're trying to turn in. Whereas if it was opposite and you lined up on the right side and went to the left, the backup would go off into the parking lot and cross the front of Panera. I'm also concerned about that. I have a concern that to exit onto Patrick, you can't get 32 cars to exit onto Patrick. I mean, onto Patrick will take maybe 8 cars. So you got them stacked all the way back in front of past Walmart, past Panera, and it seems like it's only a in and out lane. One lane in, one lane out. And I don't know how you're going to do that with all, with your customer base, because I'm sure at noon and three it's so long.
Yeah, I think for the Patrick Lane concern, as you mentioned, I think there will be a combination of people leaving from Eastern and Patrick. And for the drive through, I think you're concerned about the drive through and maybe if it was switched. If we were to do that, though, the building would then have to, I believe the building would have to move and the window would be on the wrong side. So I think the plane department also wanted the building to be closer to Eastern Avenue and Patrick Lane. So I think that's why the building was set up that way. But I absolutely hear that concern there.
I really suggest you go to Eastern and go look at that. and how theirs works, because you're set up the same way. And I'm seeing, and in this parking lot, you have a little bit more, because like you're saying, it's on Ionic Eastern, so it's like front up to the property, and then Lowe's is on the other side. I just suggest that you go over and take a look at it, because they have some major problems, and they can't change it because of how their lot is. It's kind of just in a box. You can't make the wall move. So, and that should have been it. And kind of like in and out, like you saying, we always say that it's going to be fixable when it's there, but then the neighbors are burdened with it to even use your facility, because like in and out on Eastern and Serene, it takes up, they come all the way out into the street because it's so backed up, and they know they're going to have that kind of traffic. Someone approved it. There's not enough room for them to park, and they probably have only 10 cars when they get busy, and that's at noon, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 7 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock when the people get the munchies. So it's just, it becomes a problem when we say we're going to fix it or we're going to look at it, because it causes a burden for those coming to your facility too. So that's a big concern of mine, because this is set up almost exactly like Eastern. And there's no correction. Okay. It's just what it is. And you're popular, so people want to come. They love your food, which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. So. I hear you. I'll definitely check out that one on Eastern. Do something.
and I hate to do this in my board, Matt. I agree with you, and that's fine. I'm actually, with the design that you're showing us, I think we're going to have problems. I don't think the design works for what you're saying, the 32 car pileup and stuff like that. And I don't have a suggestion on how to even suggest, or would it be?
Well, you have to have a traffic show. That's going to dictate a lot of things.
But didn't we have it for In-N-Out and all the other ones?
Because the only exit on the Eastern is clear past the Del Mar. Between the Farmer Boys and the Del Taco was the first exit on the Eastern. And so that is, you have to pass the bank, Del Taco, the bank, Panera, and then you. So I'm going to say 99% of people are going to exit on Castro.
Hopefully.
To hit the signal rather than, because that first exit doesn't have a signal. So then the next exit out of the center that does have a signal, you're going to go all the way up past Gondo window. So it is quite a way to hit an exit on the Eastern. I don't think many, unless you want to go north on Eastern, I don't see you heading that way. I see everybody coming out of Patrick.
Did you want to add?
Yeah, just real quick.
Your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Liz Roberts with Kimberly Horn. I just wanted to know all of these items are things that we will take a look at in our traffic study, and we have collected data at some of these facilities that you guys are mentioning. And so we will incorporate that data to support the actual traffic into the design and the requires.
That's all I needed to.
Yeah, I don't think I want to get too deep in the weeds, because they will have a traffic
check. Yeah.
And that's going to resolve a lot.
You want to make a motion? I'll make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And you go forward to the PC on 11-4. Have a good night. Thank you.
So much.
Go look at the Eastern location, please.
I absolutely will.
Have a good night.
You too.
UC 250671 Las Vegas Valley Water District, use permit for the public utility structures, pumping station, operation buildings, and surge station. Our system with all uses, accessory structures, design reviews of proposals for public utility structure, pumping station, operation building, and surge space systems with uses of accessory structures in conjunction with an existing water reservoir with pumping stations on 18.31 acres in a PF public facility zone, generally located west of Dean Martin Drive, south of Tropicana Avenue, within Paradise. Can you say, make sure you do your name and address?
Yeah, I'm from Southern Nevada Water Authority, 1000 South Valley
Okay, so state your last name again.
It's Rocky.
Okay, bye. I'm thank you. Thank you.
Kind of have to talk into the time.
What was that?
You kind of have to talk into the
time. Okay, okay. I'll do a little bit better. So, good evening. Thank you so much for the opportunity to make a brief presentation on our request for reliability improvements for the Las Vegas Valley Water District existing Dale Reservoir and pumping station site. As the regional wholesaler, the Southern Nevada Water Authority initiates infrastructure projects and programs with member agencies like the Water District to strengthen water delivery. And we call these reliability projects. So tonight, under discussion, is a new water pumping station at the Dale site near the corner of Tropicana and Dean Martin Drive, just north of Allegiant Stadium. Your support will allow the Water Authority to establish redundancy and reliability of this area's water delivery system. In the world of heavy civil engineering, redundancy and reliability is on our hip to with our digital arm, if you will. Our reliability projects are the keystone to our robust and world-class water system. It's how we get water from the need to do the everything. All of you as well. So we achieve these goals by providing looped connections between large diameter laterals and service lines. We have a beautiful looped water system here in the valley, so that our water can be directed to other areas in the valley in the event of emergencies or unplanned outages. So to give you the big picture, we're planning to make a new loop via future pipeline between the existing Sand Reservoir up there and the pumping station down to the Whitney Warm Springs Reservoir and pumping station. Pumping the sufficient water through the connection between Sale and Warm Springs site will require a new 50 million gallon per day pumping station at the existing Sale site, which is the focus of tonight's discussion for design review and special use permit. The existing Sale Reservoir consistently and reliably meets customer needs in its critical service area. This new pumping station will protect and enhance and even go beyond that ability. The new pumping station will be co-located at the existing site shown here. So this entire area here is our existing Sale Reservoir pumping station site. The new projects include an open air pump area, and that is shown in green here. And by the way, that's the current format at the site, so we have over there most there. An enclosed operation building shown in yellow, search control and associated appurtenances. There will be no changes to perimeter fencing or landscaping. All will be maintained and continue to meet all requirements. And then I also have the drawing here showing the proposed operations building. Construction is expected to start in 2027 and finish in the year 2030. Once complete, the site will continue to be unmanned with periodic visits by the Water District and our security personnel. And that concludes my presentation. All these here to help answer questions.
Thank you. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one closing it to the public, I will open it to the board.
If nobody has any comments, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Application number VF250655SC Flamingo Holding LLC, vacant and abandonment of portion of right-of-way being Flamingo Road between Boulder Highway and Nellis Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste. I address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive here on behalf of the applicant. As you can see, our site's highlighted here in yellow. Right here is Boulder Highway, Flamingo, and then Ellis to the east. A few months ago, we came in for entitlements for a convenience store with gas station. That was ultimately approved by the Board of County Commissioners. We did have, as part of that application, a waiver to just allow the existing off-sites, which were attached sidewalks. The Board of County Commissioners did approve the design review, but with the condition that we provide detached sidewalks along Flamingo. So in order to achieve that, we do have to come in and vacate 5 feet wide portion of Flamingo Road so that we can then provide the 15 feet, which would be the 5 feet of landscaping, then 5 feet of sidewalk, and an additional 5 feet of landscaping. So we're coming in here to abide by that condition of approval. We appreciate staff's review and recommendation of approval, and we do agree with all the conditions.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board. If my board doesn't have any problems, I'm going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Application number ET25400092-5051-SLV-LLC, use permit third extension of time for the following: expand the gaming enterprise district to a resort hotel, three public areas including the casino showroom, live entertainment, retail center, indoor-outdoor dining, entertainment offices, back of house, a parking structure, four associated accessories, and incidental commercial uses, building and structures, and five or development standards. Deviation for the following: increase the height of high-rise towers, encroachment into airspace, three, reduce setbacks, four, alternate landscaping, and five, all of the deviations as shown per plan on file. Waiver the development standards for the following: one, for non-standard improvements landscaping within right-of-way, and two, alternate drive geometric. Design review for the following: a resort hotel for all associated with accessory uses, structures, and incidental buildings and structures, and two, finishing grade on 4.68 acres in a CR commercial residential zone within airport overlay. Generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south 500 feet south of Russell Road within Paradise.
Good evening, good evening again, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Along with me is Matt Morris. Together we are representing the third extension of time for this approved resort hotel. As you can see, the site is highlighted in yellow. It's just shy of 5 acres, located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard and just south of Russell Road. This project, this resort hotel, was originally approved along with the expansion of the Gaming Enterprise District on October 6th of 2021. As part of that approval, we worked and negotiated extensively with the Department of Aviation on a whole host of conditions. In fact, this is the NOPA right here from it. As you can see, I'll just flip through it. It is 5 pages of conditions that were required as part of this heavily negotiated development. We have satisfied each and every one of those conditions. We did commence construction in the summer of 2022. The project that we've driven out there, you can see it's almost 20% completed, about $130 million invested into this development. Fortunately, financing did stall, so we have had to stop construction on it. We did come in last year for an extension of time. This town board was very supportive of that extension. You can see right here, your recommendation right here, which you were very gracious in giving us another year extension time recommendation of approval. We ultimately went to the Board of County Commission last November. They did recommend approval for this for another 10 months. We're coming in now for another extension. At that time, the County Commission did place several additional conditions on it. One of them was, I'll read through them, provide a 24-month status report as part to complete the construction of the east wall fence. If you recall, when we were building this as part of the heavily negotiated conditions, this is basically the approved site plan here. This back right here, the yellow portion, is the east property line. That is a very specifically designed and engineered wall that we have to create a buffer and a barrier between our property and the airport. We had left open right in this area a portion to allow for construction activities to come in through, because construction had stopped at the airport and requested that this wall be completely enclosed. So we did do that. We met that condition. Also, they asked that around the perimeter, along the right-of-way here, that we place an 8-foot wooden fence to provide additional security. That has been done. We still maintain 24-hour on-site bank security, and we continuously provide our 90-day status report regarding the performance agreement to the town. So as I mentioned, all these additional conditions also have been satisfied. I think when you look at evaluating an extension of time, really I think the standard is, has there been substantial change in the area? I would argue that there has not been substantial change to deny this application. In fact, there has been more approvals in this area, especially on the east side of this Las Vegas Boulevard, showing more entertainment mixed-use projects coming in, of which this is Plan 4. You can see right here, just north of us at Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard, where the former Tropicana Hotel sat, the A's baseball stadium was approved. It is currently under construction. As part of this, you will be seeing shortly the proposed integrated resort hotel that will be integrated into this. So you can see resort hotel coming along on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard. Just south of that, right here, is the three affiliated tribes. They have been accumulating and assembling properties in this area for a potential resort hotel that has not come before you yet. They have been assembling properties in this area. There's obviously numerous events. Allegiant Stadium has opened up just on the west side of 215. So this is the corridor where a lot of expansion and new development is coming. So if anything, it still shows that this area is viable for a resort hotel. We do, one final thing, which I think is also a reason for another extension, the property has recently changed ownership. So new ownership is taking a look at this site and getting their arms around status of it, what it's needed to help get this project to completion. So we appreciate and understand the staff report, understand the airport's objection and the same objection for 4 years ago. Again, we negotiated heavily on these conditions here. We're complying with all of them, and we'll continue moving forward, working with the airport and Clark County, and we do agree to all the approved conditions. And I'm happy to answer any questions or questions appropriate.
Anybody in the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and opening it to the board. When's the last time something, I know you had all the conditions and you went in and did the wall, but when was the last time something was done on the site, like construction-wise, like that you could actually say construction was done?
Well, let's see. We commenced in 2022 construction, was going through 2023. So I would say it's been a little more than 18 months, 20 months since probably the last true construction activity, save and except that we did come in and complete the back wall there, though. That's part of the entire.
So with the new ownership, what do you think your time frame is to move forward to see like a progress of a percentage? I know that you have to do permits and everything, and that's not in your control, but what is your time frame to think this project can now support? It's been delayed, now we have a new owner, so what is your time frame? What are you looking
for? So the good thing is there, and we put it in our justification letter, there are numerous permits, building permits that have been issued, and so we have been working, we've had meetings with building departments to pick up where those permits left off. Hopefully, you know, the approved conditions commence. So hopefully,
issue. We've been able to, for the most part, try to keep it current to make sure that whatever's outstanding, we're trying to keep current. So, you know, another year, we certainly hope to be financed by that. So we're asking for a year. And also that will help with additional financing for the project to then get it to completion.
Do you think a year's enough? I don't think a year's enough.
Well, we are, I don't want to be too, we will take more than a year.
I certainly am in favor of giving you an extension because, you know, at this point, I don't want to see another pair of concrete arms sticking out in the middle of the strip because nobody could finish it. I know what it costs to do a development, and once you're into it, and now you got to go find financing, and this isn't the greatest time in this economy, and all anyone talks about from national news is how Las Vegas sucks, so who wants to put their money there and build another? So I personally would give you at least 2 years. And you asked for 1 year last time, and it wasn't enough.
Well, we certainly have no objection to more than 1 year, so I appreciate the kind comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I can make a motion.
You're going to go with it?
Well, I'm going to make a motion then to approve the application subject to preliminary staff conditions, but with a date of until August 20th, 2027 to commence, or the application was required. Right? You got to look at the real world.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to approve a preliminary staff petition with an extension of time of 2 years. That would be August 2027. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you.
That doesn't sound very positive. Okay, application number CDR250657, Colville Lane Hospitality LLC. Sign design review for the following. Increase the area of electronic message unit video, increase the number of electrical message units, and increase the height of a directional sign of conjunction with an existing casino and hotel, Ellis Island, on a 5.29 acre in a CR commercial resort zone within the airport overlay, generally located on the east of Colville Lane and north of Rochelle Avenue within Paradise. And welcome back.
Thank you. Last one. Again, Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Ellis Island Hotel Casino. As you can see, the site right here highlighted in yellow. This is Rochelle to the south, Colville to the west, Flamingo a little bit to the north, and of course, Formula One immediately to the south here. This is a long time existing casino, Ellis Island, and then with the hotels to the south. As you have seen over the years, they have done some expansion to the casino portion of it, and at this point now follows additional proposed signage that you would see typical of a hotel and casino, especially a hotel casino in the gaming enterprise district and in shadows of the resort hotel. This is the site plan right here. I've highlighted in yellow where the proposed signs are, the proposed additional signs. Right here on, this is Rochelle to the south. This, and I'll show you elevations here in a second. This is a directional sign, basically just showing patrons where to come in and directions to the hotel, casino. We do have a request for this directional sign to be set at 9 feet up to 10 feet, just to provide a little bit more direction and clarity. For it, we then are proposing a second pylon sign located here at the corner of Colville and Rochelle. That will be about 17 feet in height. We did previously have a second pylon sign on here. It was our main silo. That was taken down in this location right here as part of the expansion of the casino. So we've been always been approved for two. We've had two up in the past. There's currently one up now, so we're asking to add a second one back on, but I'll be in a different location right here. And right here, these are some wall signs. So this right here will be a sign that'll go over the Fort Cashier. And then we have some Ellis Island building wall signs right in this area here. You can see right here, this is the freestanding sign and then the directional sign that I had mentioned. And then this, these are the building signs, building elevations, or yeah, wall signs, I should say. Different looks at them. Portions of the now renovated and expanded casino portion. And then some additional sign, wall signs, basically still saying Ellis Island. And then this is a proposed future signage above the Port of Cashier. We appreciate staff's thorough review of it. We do, and their approval, and we do agree to all the conditions.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, opening it to the board.
I have a question of the board. It says in this that does not the project site and then 50 non-conforming line AV establishment that does not meet the requirements of the door hotel. Can you just tell me what that is? What that means.
I can defer to staff or I can take staff. So basically, this, as I mentioned, Ellis Island has been there since the 60s, and over time it has expanded and developed. Prior to 1997, there was no definition of resort hotel that came about in 1997 with the state legislature, and then Clark County Code was later adopted to reflect that. So basically, we are grandfathered in as a analogous to a resort hotel because we do have 300 hotel rooms, we do have a non-restricted gaming license, we can have slot machines, table games, but no restrictions. We have a sports book, Keno, all of the typical things you have with it. It's just that we our approvals predate the 1997 resort hotel definition, so that's why they categorize
this
as a
non-conforming IP
establishment.
Thank you.
If no one has anything else, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with staff preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you. I will give up the
microphone. You sure? Applicant UC250659, Trevena Living Trust. Did I say that right? Trevena? What was that?
Our applicant, Harkin and Jay. So.
Use permit of a mini warehouse, waiver development standards for the following Maryland Parkway overlay standards. And attached sidewalk design review for the proposed mini storage facility on a 0.55 acre portion of a 3.98 acres in a CG commercial general zone within Maryland Parkway overlay, generally located on East Maryland Parkway and south of Reno Avenue within Paradise. Welcome. State your name and.
John Carroll, 1980, that's the positive. Very happy. Yeah. This project came for, it was approved administratively in 2020, originally, and then it was changed in 2025. So we're back here for the project. We have some waivers on the ground and what we're like, but it's in here. It's come to a lot. Car wash is on this main facility, so they owners of the storage facility bought it, put out a car wash, and then we stand. Due to 2020 COVID and
okay, so this is your layout?
This is the layout of it. So we're doing a sort of facility, where the car was at about 14,000 square foot footprint, 42,000 square foot total for storage. And so the office is on the existing facility that's south. So I mean, the offices and everything in here. And this is the location.
I'm going to open it up to the public. Is there anyone that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and opening it to the board. Anyone?
Is this a companion to the sword and sword?
Yes, sword one.
So it's the same.
It is the same thing. Same
thing. You just add it. Thanks for.
Does anybody else?
I'll make a motion to approve the staff's preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And you move forward to the BCC on 11-5. Have a good night. Applicant UC250665 Warm Springs Capital Management LLC use permit to the allow gas station waiver development standards for the following: reduced buffering and screening, 2 attached sidewalks, and 3 reduced road steps. Design review for retail store and gas station on a 0.95 acres in a CG commercial zone during located on Warm Springs Road west of Eastern Avenue within Paradise. And state your name and address, please.
Jennifer Esposito.
Do you have the mic?
Jennifer Esposito, 4436-0-4-4-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8
USA, so it's cheaper than the design review and waiver request. So this project is located at the northwest corner of Warm Springs and Windchime Way, which is in bigger picture between Eastern and Spencer. The site plan is currently developed with a restaurant. However, the existing will be demolished, and the site will be redeveloped with a Murphy's convenience store and a gas station. There's an existing commercial business that runs along Warm Springs to the west of the site. On the eastern site is Windchime Way, and to the east side of Windchime Way, there is a car wash and additional commercial development. To the north side, there is multifamily commercial, and then on the south side is Warm Springs Road. So when we designed the site plan, we designed it so that the C-store is located on the north side of the parcel, which would allow the fuel canopy to be as far from that north property line as possible. We were able to set the canopy at 157 feet south of the multifamily property line. In addition, we are proposing an 8-foot screen wall and a 19-foot landscape buffer with 24-foot box trees spaced every 10 feet. So we feel that this is a significant buffer between the multifamily and fuel canopy. Given the limited depth of the parcel, we've located the fuel canopy as far south as possible without causing circulation concerns, and feel that the site plan and the landscape plan provide separation and buffering from the multifamily such that we're not causing any negative impact or undue burden to those residents. With regards to the waivers, the first waiver request is for reduced buffering along the east property line. So as you can see with the on the landscape plan, Windchime Way already has significant landscaping. So we are putting in an additional 7 feet of landscaping. Staff did agree to that waiver request for the screening, given that it doesn't have any negative impact. The second waiver is for reduction of road depth. So our driveway off of Warm Springs Road, that driveway is existing and it's going to be maintained. However, we're going to improve the east side of radius, and we're going to increase the curb depth from what's existing at 4 feet to 11.5 feet, where 25 is required. As the vehicles enter the shared driveway on Warm Springs, they're able to continue straight into the site without any obstructions all the way to the northernmost dry aisle and loop around the entire site. In addition, there's a second driveway off of Windchime Way, which helps split the traffic entering and exiting the site. And finally, there's a waiver request to maintain the existing attached sidewalk along Warm Springs Road. We're proposing to modify, we're continuing the existing sidewalk on Warm Springs. There's just over 100 feet of length from the intersection to the driveway. In addition, there is Nevada Power pole and a sewer easement. So if we were to try to provide a detached sidewalk, it's going to be a very limited amount of sidewalk. And the remaining part of development to the east and west along Warm Springs Road is all attached sidewalk. So this is our project site, and you can see on both sides of the road, you can see to the east and west, all of the sidewalks are attached. And given the limitations of the site, we feel that we provide a site plan, landscape plan, and architectural features that are compatible with the development in the area, and will provide service to the neighbors in the area without any new burden. We agree with all the staff provisions with respect to the applicant for their approval. Do you have any questions?
Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and open it to the board.
I'm okay with the third step because Warm Springs in that area is extremely wide road. There's actually four lanes that traffic can deal with. So if five people set a gap all at one time, there's plenty of space on that portion of Warm Springs for the cars to avoid. So you are adding to the existing 4 feet, so I think that's permissible. There is a lot on that sidewalk in terms of having to switch to a detached sidewalk. I'm fully behind detached sidewalks in new projects, but in old areas, who is responsible? We do have to start moving sewer and telephone poles and electric poles and light poles in order to accommodate a new sidewalk or short, just in front of one single property because they redevelop, but no one does. Who does that help? It adds an extreme amount of cost to the project and is going to just slow down redevelopment if, make perfect sense in new areas where everybody's starting fresh, but I just don't see how, especially in this case, where I see a telephone pole, a light pole, the sewer, the telephone, and the electric are all in that sidewalk. So I agree with that waiver as well. I support the waivers.
I was just going to ask why the public works did not take that into consideration when they said there's no reason why they can't. And I thought the same thing. I was like thinking like you. I'm like, there's a lot on that strip that you would have to. That little section.
Just to ask the utilities, would you please move your telephone pole so we can add a sidewalk? And there's 2 years of your project.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think the counties are going to take some reality.
So it's kind of interesting that you bring that up because we worked with a planner for a while, going back and forth about stuff, and took all of their recommendations on how, what our final product was, but they said they still have to request denial because it's certain things don't match the title exactly.
Right, yeah.
Whether or not they agree, right, that would be kind of silly. They still have to recommend denial. So here we are.
What are the hours of this?
Is it a normal 24 hours?
Operation of 24 hours. And there's less than 200 feet from residential. And staff has an issue with permanent because it doesn't meet the policy on the master plan. Because of noise, odor, and all that.
And I will say this going back to quite honestly, what I was just discussing with them, that it doesn't need a 200 feet. However, there's plenty of other cases where I've done the fuel canopy, and we've only done 100 feet. But they have to recommend a denial because it's not 200 feet, but we have an 8-foot wall, and we have big trees there every 10 feet. So, I mean, it's going to be such a nice landscape buffer along there, and we've got 157 feet, so we can't really move any further to the south.
So what are the communication process in that area there?
What notification?
So the communication process, you go to some gas stations and you have a speaker and somebody has a problem with the pump, and now they're talking back and forth. Do they have to go inside the store in order to communicate, or is there some kind of a speaker combination thing going on between the pumps and the inside?
Can you make sure you state your name and address if you're going
to? I'm talking for Galloway. We're in the civil engineering project. In addition to the 360, we do all of our work elsewhere in this particular situation. Traditional of most fueling dispensers, there would be community requirements. There would be a speaker at the dispenser. But it wouldn't be like a loud speaker that would emanate sound past the building and then through the buyer's zone, get them all again. So.
Okay, so they would be done to speak it through, not through the area, not the gas pump.
Not the gas pump, correct. Yeah.
And that's it.
That would be it, yeah.
You have to take into consideration then, right next to them and along the same residential area, the same development, is a sign. A Goodyear tire shop and a Wow car wash. So they're, in terms of Sonic, they're dealing a lot with speakers. They're dealing with tire drills.
Yeah, but I'm not referring to that. Those are the same type. Kind of what he's talking about is very similar to what they do. They speak to the speaker right there. Whereas in some gas station you go to and they've got a loudspeaker that goes clear across and you can hear everything everybody else is doing. And I just want to make sure that if you're going to have a 24 operation, but you're not going to have speakers like that. It's just right there at the pump. Yeah, so while you're driving through or anything else.
Right. The other thing, if you notice, in addition to those that are mentioned about the landscape, so if you notice currently on the site, there is a landscape up on that side of the parking. So the proposed landscaping buffer that we're providing will help further mitigate.
I just wanted to be sure that there's no large secrets going on.
Yeah,
sir. And you can have a conversation all over the property. So, okay.
So I have some concerns in the 24-hour operation. You know that this is residential to the north and it's residential to the south. This is already a pretty high trafficked area of people coming, making left turns, right turns out of these residential areas. There's the shopping center to the east, but you're putting in a gas station here, and within 1,500 feet of this location, you have three other gas stations. Within a 2-mile radius, you have 13 gas stations.
But none of them are.
No, I understand that. Totally get that. I'm just concerned about the selection of this site. We had a fatality. I drive past here every day for work. We had a fatality here just a few months ago. It's high traffic. There's lots of people coming through. And Warm Springs is being developed just down the road where the state of all of those buildings at the Karen Center. Traffic is increasing. It seems like an odd spot to put a gas station when it's not at the intersection of two arterial roads. My concern here is congestion and the proximity to the residential areas. I think you guys are taking mitigation steps to make a buffer to the north. I think that the Windshine Way entrance to The complex to the north is going to become very congested, especially with the car wash. It seems like an unfortunate spot to me. Do you have any feedback or... I know it's not a direct question, but these are just my concerns, and I think the county echoes some of those concerns with their recommendation for tonight.
No, because Murphy Oil is looking to have a local location, their station's location, unfortunately, like you mentioned, the other corners are taken.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the area that it's in, and it also values to this development, this piece of property for this station. And then, but because of that, I put in the additional buffering landscaping. The other allowances so that we have minimal impact to the area.
I would add that we're also required for that condition, if it is approved, to have some working traffic. So we track
right.
The design process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Vote with the board, but I do have concerns about that
condition. On the traffic study, I'm already concerned about that too, because we say we do them, and then all of a sudden we get these messes and we can't fix it. So on that traffic study for that, would they ever consider, like, now we have the WOW there, which is genius for you, because gas and WOW goes together. I mean, it's like the awesome thing. You fill up your tank, you go get your car wash, right? Do you know how many use that exit on that side coming out of there? Have you guys, because they're already there. They're, you know, so have you seen that property, how much traffic actually is? Like, he's right. There's a lot of traffic that comes out of the car wash that has to come out the same exit. We're hoping more of your patrons use coming. So,
we haven't proceeded forward with any of the engineering. Like the study, the only thing we're waiting to get through our entitlements before we proceed forward with that. But obviously, whatever the county requires will end up taking into account everybody else's adjacent studies. And we would have to also account for the trip generation models for everything along there, right? So,
and the Windshine Way, that is the main entrance and exit to the development north. And that's gated and that's meant to be a flow. And I'm very, very concerned because people will turn down on the checkway to go to car wash, then to go to your place that eliminates that throw for the residents. That's going to overflow into one street.
So that is also though a shared access drive?
I know it is. And that's why I'm concerned it's going to happen. Because that is meant to be it for and that's going to go.
What?
Not asking you to fix it. I'm just
well,
explaining
one,
my
one
concern.
One of the factors that help reduce our traffic is there's an island. Kind of see it right here, directly in front of our existing driveway. That would be reusable. So the ability to make that left-hand turn to really split the right out after it creates. So that if there was any traffic that decided to go from that north driveway out to one street.
Right.
The majority of the traffic is going to be creature habit behaviors off Warm Springs here and so that has to go here. In addition to that, there is additional connectivity to the adjacent parcel.
Right.
Can you get out on Paradise? From that property, it doesn't go all the way through the other way. It doesn't, right? You can't go all the way down. No.
Yeah, so there's two additional driveways that could be used.
And then
mm-hmm. Does anybody want to make a motion? Or sure. That's going to make me. Okay, so we're in a standstill here, kind of. I don't have a problem with the gas station. We have one on every corner by my house. I mean, it's convenient. I do have a problem with congestion, and I don't know how to put that into a motion because it's the property's there, so you're using what's there. My real big problem is, like, there's a medium in between Windchime, and I'm guilty of this. There's a Wendy's by my house, and you go through Chevron, and it has an entrance into an apartment complex. And there's, okay, and from you got to cut through. You got to cut through because it saves on traffic, and I do it all the time. I shouldn't. But that's what I see from WOW to your property. That little section is going to be just cake. And I don't know what your growth is. I don't know how many people, because you're kind of new in our area. I don't know your gas station. I don't know if it's, like, going to be 10 cars a time every 5 minutes or if it's going to be, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. So I'm very concerned with that. And even though you have other exits, I'm just...
It's one of those... It's not the gas station.
What is it? Yeah.
Is it Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, no. No, go ahead. Okay, on that note, I'm making a motion. I'm going to make an motion to approve with all preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
And you move forward. Oh, you opposed? Okay.
Two opposed.
What? 3-2.
3-2. I apologize.
Not John. Okay, the guy.
I mean his. Like,
okay.
The guy.
Thank you.
So you move forward to BCC on 11-5.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Okay, next applicant, ZC250646 Night Owl LLC zoning change to reclassify a 0.66 acre from a RS 3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone to a CG commercial general zone within airport overlay generally located on Maples Drive and west of Paradise Road within Paradise. Welcome. Name and address, please.
Thank you. Good evening, Madam Chair, board members. My name is Joe Dacker. I'm address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here representing the applicant. The subject site before you is approximately 0.66 acres here on the overhead, south of Maples and west of Paradise. And the application before you is a simple zone change from RS 3.3 to commercial general, to allow for a future commercial development. So it's basically just reclassifying the zoning of the property at this time. The property is currently master planned entertainment mixed use, and so is the vicinity of the area, as you see here in red. All of the red here is entertainment mixed use. The property north of us is also zoned commercial general, and as well as the property east of us. So we believe that this application, this is simple zone change, is harmonious and compatible to the area. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval, and I'm here to answer any questions. Thank you.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board.
I make a motion to approve the plan subject to staff condition.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And you move forward to BCC on 11-5.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night. Thank you for hanging out with us. General business, is there any...
Where are you going, Pete?
Yeah, that's what I wondered. I was like... So we're doing the general business for... The appointment to representative for the Community Development Advisory CDAC for 2025
and 2026. I am a B. Okay. Let me write this down.
C. You've been nominated. Now you're stuck. Okay. So, I don't know. Are you wanting to?
Am I wanting
to? Well, you don't have to.
They
well,
have, are you going to be
I could twist you like
that.
I can be the one.
We always pick the new guy.
All right. Who's the alternate?
So, that would be you and
Renee.
Okay.
What?
You're the one.
What? Isn't it bad?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Okay, so, you made the motion?
I made the motion. So, if that's the case, and just see,
please provide the financial available to the school?
They're trying to do a consensus. It doesn't really matter. They pick the dates. It doesn't matter. They pick it. It doesn't matter. They're just trying to work with each other, volunteer.
Just have to get somebody.
I get the thing.
Just going to see this week.
Yes, it's 3 times a week. One day, if
you're
out,
we'll
go out.
Yeah, I think it
is. Okay, comments by the general public. We are devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the Board of Council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote can be taken on the agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. If applicable, please state your name and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of this presentation, this will be done by the council or chairperson or Board of Council by majority vote. Seeing no one, I'm closing that portion. The next meeting on an agenda date, October 28th.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, there's a motion. Can we argue? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Do I have to do this?
You don't.